Commissioner Ward, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Welcome to Planning Commission. Thank you for being here. And we have Commissioner Ward online joining us. We will take the time for any public comments that are not on the agenda pertaining to agenda items, if there are any comments. And seeing as there are none, we will move to agenda item 3, public hearing, consideration of a plat amendment to combine lot 1817 of the Eagle Point Estates, phase 18, and to vacate the public utility easement at 935 South Silver Tree Lane. And we have Ms. Kilpak and Mr. Russell. Who do we have applicants here? No? All right, Mackenzie.
There are no applicants in attendance. This is a plat amendment application, as you said, for lot 1817 of the Eagle Point Estates Phase 18 subdivision. Sherry, can you click on that again so I can use my clicker, please? Thank you. As you can see here, this is the parcel. There is an existing lot, and then these property owners along Silver Tree bought an additional like 10 feet from the neighboring property that's the school district owned, and it equals to about 0.0273 acres. This particular residence is wanting to build a pool house, and some retaining walls. The existing lot line that was from the original lot has a 10-foot wide public utility easement, and then there's also the standard 7.5-foot wide public utility easements on both sides. To make this site plan work, which I didn't include for you guys, but to make it work, they have requested to vacate the south side public utility easement and the rear, because the rear public utility easement with the new acquisition of that extra parcel is like almost towards the middle of their backyard. So they're wanting to vacate both of those easements, and then the other side easement they have made an effort to keep and maintain by scooting their pool in. So it was kind of a give and take situation on that. The city engineer has reviewed the plat. We also noticed all utility companies in the area of the potential vacation. I received responses from Kern River and Dominion, and they both said, yeah, it's fine, we're never gonna use it, go ahead and vacate. None of the other utility companies have responded, which in that situation, no news is good news. And like I said, the city engineer has reviewed it and determined that these easements will likely never be needed or used. And from working with the other neighbors on that street, I anticipate us seeing a few more of these applications to clean up these parcels in the near future so that people can actually build over their lots, or if they already build over the easement, come back and do the legwork that they should have done beforehand. The correction of engineering red lines has been taken care of as the DRC recommendation with the condition. So the DRC is recommending approval of this plat amendment, or recommending that you guys recommend to the City Council approval of this plat amendment with no conditions. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Are there any questions from the commission at this point?
That Davis School property is a big one that goes all the way up to Eagle Point, right? Do we have any idea why they own it? Do they have plans to put a school in there someday or whatever?
Divert to Sherry for that.
The school district bought it with the intention of someday building an elementary school there. the need in the area has not warranted the construction of that. But the school district generally doesn't sell their properties. They hold on to them until they do need the school or until they can trade it for some other property where they think the school should be. It was the northernmost property owner on this street that approached the school district first and then got them to sell it 10 feet to every one of those property owners on the rear.
Yeah. I was curious because I didn't expect a school to be developed there, but I've seen the property up there, and actually I think they've had problems with people dumping stuff on there. Again, no dumping signs and stuff. The other question, there's a small discrepancy between the write-up on the parcel number for the Davis School on the drawing versus what's in there. I don't know why I noticed it, but I think one of them said 83, one of them said 84. So when we do the motion, I guess we can, do we know which one's right? Is the drawing right?
This is why. I believe it's 84. I think you can allude to it, right, Jerry? Or do you want to hurry and just pull it up and clarify? The motion is 84 in both stances and in the subject, so I'm going to say it's 84.
I think you're right. I think it is 84.
Oh, are you talking about on the plat it says 83?
Yeah, am I not reading it right?
No. So the 83 is the remaining parcel of the school districts. The 84 is that segment that was purchased by the lot owner.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's remaining. That's going to stay 83. Okay. 84 will become part of lot 1817A.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Thanks for your precision on that, Commissioner Jorgensen, as usual. We appreciate that. All right, we will open a public hearing. If there are any comments from the public about the plat amendment, seeing as there is none, we will close the public hearing and we can move towards a motion.
Commissioner Holbrook, I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the plat amendment to combine lot 1817 of the Eagle Point Estates Phase 18 subdivision with parcel number 01-120-0084 and to vacate the public utility easement located along the rear and side yard south lot lines at 935 South Silver Tree Lane with no conditions.
Thank you, Commissioner Holbrook. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Jorgensen, second.
Thank you. Any comment or discussion on the motion? And all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And we got Ward online. Thank you, Commissioner Ward. And it passes. Thank you, everybody. All right, we will move to agenda item 4, consideration of a site plan approval for North Salt Lake Synergy at 480 West, 900 North. We have applicant Mr. Ames. Is he with us today? Thanks for being here. And Mackenzie.
All righty. 480 North or 480 West 900 North is zone manufacturing distribution. There is an existing 12,000 square foot building on this 8.16 acre parcel. Synergy and Teton are two common enterprises working under one umbrella. They supply petroleum products, lubricants, things like that. We have classified the business use as a general warehouse storage facility or local freight trucking, because it's not like petroleum itself will ever be on this site. Just the trucks, the office, that kind of thing. As far as the site plan goes, the parcel is greater than 5 acres in size, meaning that this is not going to be a straight approval from you guys tonight. It'll be a recommendation to the City Council per our site plan requirements. The proposed, let's see here, there's your aerial of the existing conditions. The proposed building is, there was some discrepancy, so I need to make sure I get this right. 19,800? 19,200 square feet of more warehousing space and a little bit of office. The existing parcel has two driveways that are on the 630 feet of frontage. The city engineer has not indicated any concerns with the existing driveways, and they do not propose to add or change anything with them. They're just going to remain the same. The existing parking lot is an asphalt material. It is not striped, or the striping has worn off. So part of this site plan approval process is going to require them to stripe that parking lot according to the plan prior to receiving occupancy on this building. The parking breakdown provided is that the parcel is required to provide 35 parking stalls, and with their site plan, they are providing 74. So they are by far overparked, and they also meet the ADA requirements of providing 3. They will have a total of 8 employees on max shift at this location. Okay, my goodness, location. So once again, they are very overparked on that front. The back part of the parcel that is a gravel material will be regraded and be fitted with storm drain detention, retention per state code or federal code as approved by the engineer. And the engineer has been working diligently with them to get that all compliant. It is a gravel area that is used for the parking of the trucks and storage of those. Regarding the parking lot that is asphalt, only a portion of the parking lot is to be disturbed as it's planned right now with this site plan. As you can see on, oh, where did my drawing? Oh, I want to show this. The dark gray that you see on this plan is the disturbed area for the asphalt. So the DRC did not feel like adding the required parking islands that are landscaped to this existing parcel through the site plan would be completely necessary at the discretion of you guys, due to the fact that they're not disturbing this entire site or the entire parking lot, and it's not a highly visited location with guests, retail, anything like that. So we felt that through striping and using proper striping techniques to divert traffic as needed, they could accomplish that goal without having to tear up that asphalt and run irrigation and all those things. Again, that's at the discretion of you guys if you want to allow that exception. Regarding the landscaping now, there is approximately 22,000 square feet of landscaped area right now that is between the property line and the fence that is currently 35 feet from the street. The current fence is a chain link product, and the current landscaping is what the applicant has described as native seed or native grasses. And then there are some trees that are established and, regardless of the lack of irrigation, doing quite well in the summer. And they're actually, as the new owners of the property, making improvements to maintain those trees a little better through pruning and things like that. With the landscape plan currently, they are proposing to remove all of that grass that is in that area and instead install a rock mulch product, install a drip irrigation line to better service those existing trees and help them out, and then just maintain the existing. They are required by code to provide a minimum of 15% landscaping, except where reduced by you guys, the Planning Commission, in lieu of water conservation efforts and the landscaping being focused up as a buffer on the street. They are providing a total of 6% landscaping, so that is less than the requirement, but like I said, it is pushed up on the street. As far as the building goes, it meets all required setbacks and lot coverage requirements. The building is approximately 175 feet setback from the street right-of-way. There are two bay doors that face out onto the street. I'm going to show you right there. Oh, three bay doors. City code requires adequate screening trucks by a masonry wall, but the Planning Commission can grant an exception to that for loading bays in certain situations where it is set back far enough away where it won't be a nuisance. It's not near any sort of residential, those types of things. So it is up to you guys. The DRC supports the exception to not require a wall to go here and to allow that chain link to continue. The chain link helps for security purposes as well. You can see through instead of a solid wall, preventing robbery, things like that. And then as far as the architectural review of the building goes, this building is a metal structure, but we allow metal buildings as a primary structure if, when it faces the right-of-way, no more than 20% of it appears to be metal. So what this applicant has done is provided a, would you call it a stucco-looking material?
It's a hardy board. It's a cementous board, but it's got a stucco finish on it.
A stucco finish board, so it doesn't look like metal, the majority of the frontage. And then they also added the required awnings over all of the main doors, and met all the other architectural massing and placement requirements. So the DRC is recommending that you guys recommend to the City Council approval of this site plan as it is shown, with no conditions. The condition that's listed on the staff report was cleared up today by the fire marshal, acknowledging that they have fixed all of his concerns regarding access. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission for Mackenzie or the applicant at this point? And if there are no questions, we can start a discussion about the landscape islands and then the masonry wall, if anyone has any input on those.
So, Commissioner Jorgensen, I have no objections to the DRC recommendation. I went down and looked at it. This is not a scenic byway. It's not a pathway through the city. It's just part of the industrial park. That the only reason you'd be down there is for that. I do think the fact that there were the mature trees, I was pleased to see that. Mm-hmm. I think the rock mulch will be a nice betterment right now. It seems like the way it's configured, people kind of treat it like a city street, they're throwing garbage out and things like that. So I think this is going to actually look nice. I don't have any particular concerns about the chain link fence. I can understand, you know, when the police drive by, it's probably easier for them to see what's going through the property versus a block wall. So I think an industrial area, that would be important. So I have no concern with what the DRC is recommending personally.
Thank you. Anybody else have input on any of those items?
I just got not only no concern, but well done. You definitely tried to follow what our city is going for. I mean, the landscape improvements alone are awesome. That's what we're moving the whole city towards. So I think it looks really good.
Yeah. Any other comments, or we can move towards a motion if somebody's ready to make a motion. Also, just seconding Commissioner Tucker that it looks really good, and we really appreciate the work on the landscaping and also the hardy board in the front and those efforts to just make things come together really nicely like that. The city really appreciates that, especially in those areas that are turning over just a little bit but still are manufacturing areas. It's nice to have just a little improvement, so thanks for the effort on that. That's great. Thank you.
Commissioner Stone, I move that Planning Commission recommends approval of the site plan for NSL Synergy located at 480 West 900 North with no conditions.
Thank you, Commissioner Stone. And do we have a second?
I'll second, Commissioner Tucker.
Thank you. Any comment on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner Ward, online, and it passes. Thank you very much. We're glad to have you here, and for the application, it looks really nice. So are we. Thank you. All right, and we will move to agenda item number 5, report on City Council action items.
So the only thing I have to report is that the City Council approved the contract with Landmark Design for our general plan update, so we'll be starting that here in the next 2 to 4 weeks. We haven't ironed out the exact schedule yet, but I will be in contact with you for that. I did want to just give you a little bit of a heads up on an application that you'll have next time. As we adopted the new subdivision ordinance, just before it took effect, we got a subdivision application. So it's a very small PUD. It's on Main Street. They applied and had a complete application before the ordinance took effect. In particular, it affects the width of the road that is allowed in a PUD. The new ordinance would require it to be a full 50-foot right-of-way. This is a little 7-unit duplex development. So I don't know, I'm not sure if any of you were here before, but we had a development that was approved there in 2018, I think, for it was called Romaine Court, and it had 10 townhomes. And then right after the developer got it approved, he sold it, and the person who sold it never came in and recorded the plat or paid the bond to build the infrastructure. Then we changed the code that said you can't have that many units in an R17 and you can't have townhomes. You can only have a duplex or single family. And so it'll be only 7 units instead of the previous 10 that they had approved. It's much nicer project, a lot more open space. So I think you'll like it, but we will be processing it under the old process. Now, I'm having a dialogue with the city attorney, because when they apply for the concept plan application, they're definitely vested in the ordinances as they stand and the standards. And so my question for him is, when they apply for the preliminary plat, then can they have the new process, but they're still vested in the standards that were approved as part of their concept plan? And he's mulling that over and thinking about how he wants to have that, because I really didn't want to take this for concept to Planning Commission, City Council, and then Preliminary Planning Commission, City Council, and Final Planning Commission, City Council. So I'm hoping that he'll see it my way and we can process it in the new method but with the previous standards. But anyway, I just want to give you a heads up that that's coming, and it was kind of interesting that.
Would there be any public hearings associated with that?
There will not be any public hearings, but we still were required to send out notice that says 14-day public comment period, and so we've sent those out today. So they'll be, if we get anything from the neighbors. But I'm sure the neighbors there that remember that the previous developer had 10 units approved will be happy to see that it's only 7 units now, and they're all in duplexes, 2 stories, so should be fairly benign. I'll put it that way. We'll hope. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all I have for you.
Great. Can you tell me what is going on with the come and go on Redwood? It got bought by Maverick, right?
Mm-hmm. And then Maverick told the civil designers not to proceed any further with the application, and they withdrew the building permit application. So now I don't know.
It's just a big
I don't know
nothing.
If Maverick is going
they
to...
They come and went, huh?
Yep. It came and went.
All right.
Yep.
That is juicy goss.
So nobody has approached us from Maverick at this time. I think they've got their hands full with all of the units that they acquired nationwide. So
yeah.
It's just in a holding pattern, I guess, for now, to see if Maverick wants to build a third Maverick in the first city.
Good brand protection, right? Just buy all
on Redwood Road.
Your competitors and then don't build.
And we will be seeing some applications come forward soon for the preliminary plat for Clifton Towns at 1100 North on the other corners of that intersection.
Oh, cool.
So that looks like Brighton's going to start that project back up this summer and start constructing. And they're also, you'll see some more construction beginning on some of the other apartment buildings. Just from the budget forecasting that I've done, I've had some contact with the developers, and it looks like they're going to start building again as interest rates are coming down. So we should see building pick up this summer and fall.
Great, thank you, Sherry. And also thank you to the staff for making the YouTube accessible. It's appreciated to have all levels of transparency and access for citizens, so thank you for pushing through and figuring that out. for the city and for us. And then we can move to agenda item 6, approval of the minutes from January 23rd. Any amendments to the minutes? And if not, we can do a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, offer a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the January 23rd, 2024 Planning Commission as drafted.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second Commissioner Moss.
Thank you, Commissioner Moss. And all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. And thank you, Andrea, for your work on the minutes. And we are adjourned.
Good. Go team.
What?
Go team. That's good.